Welcome back, or welcome, everybody. Hope you are having a wonderful Friday Eve. Please stay warm out there. Mind the roads. There's going to be ice where you didn't think there was ice before. You got to be careful. Bundle up, y'all. I am so excited to have my next guest join me alongside co-host Tom Paulswitz for our next segment. Have you or someone you loved tried to finish your undergrad or a grad degree while working and parenting? I had friends when I was in law school and grad school that did that, and I had no idea how they got it done, because I could barely finish my degrees when it was just little old me.
This
man is getting that done and graduates this Saturday, and his job is probably a little more high profile than most. Welcome, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. How are you, David?
I am doing well. Thank you, Maggie, for having me. And Tom, good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to hear yours too.
How long has this taken, David? How long have you been in this journey to work, parent, and get your undergrad done?
Well, the past 2.5 years, I have been back. But I started my educational journey the fall of 2006. So if you want to start from there, it's about 18 years. It's a long time coming, but definitely a sacrifice this past couple of years to make sure that I get that degree this upcoming weekend.
Well, I'll be one of the first, I hope, on public airwaves to say congratulations for your perseverance.
Thank you.
That it is really an incredible accomplishment. And I'll just say this generically without any specifics. Not all elected officials without undergraduate collegiate degrees have felt similarly motivated to finish their degrees as you have, sir. I'll just say that real generally. I've got a question for you, because as I heard that you were finishing your degree, I thought, can you keep it like on the DL in class? Like, did people know who you were? Did you have constituents being like, David, I've got the problem with the this and the thus, and can you fix this? How did that work? Was it okay? Did people leave you alone, or were you getting a lot of complaints and requests and things?
You know, I will tell you a story, and it's one of the in-person classes I had. I was in a public speaking class, which is actually a requirement for UW-Milwaukee in order to graduate. And I remember giving my first speech and volunteering to give the first speech of the class. And when I was done, all my classmates looked at the teacher assistants and were like, is that how we're supposed to sound? Is this what public speaking is? And ironically, one of my classmates just so happened to be the niece of our parks director, Guy Smith.
Wow.
So he told the class.
Nice.
No, he's the county executive. And he does this all the time and all that. And the class is like, oh. And then somebody said, well, I have a question. And I was like, well, what's your question? And they asked me, what's a county executive? And so it provided an opportunity to explain to many of the students. But, you know, majority of the time, folks did not know who I was until somebody actually told them.
Well, that is both alarming and good for you also, like keeping the low profile, but
incognito.
They didn't know what a county executive was. I also will say this, David, and I hope you don't mind me giving you this feedback, I guess, as it were. You know, you and I worked together for a number of years, and you had to start as a chief CEO level elected official at one of the hardest times to ever do such a thing in the absolute beginning, the bottom, I don't know, however we want to describe it, of COVID, when so very much what was happening. And I can just say this, David, having heard you address all kinds of different groups in all kinds of different places through every medium imaginable, huge groups, auditoriums, small dinners via Zoom and Teams and people that work for you and cabinet meetings and campaign events. You are one of the most compelling and genuine elected officials I have ever heard. Full stop. And your ability to communicate as a real person and connect with people has only exponentially improved since the first time I saw you address a group of people. And it was a real honor and privilege to watch you get to an expert level, sort of speaker level. You could have taught the public speaking class. You didn't need to be a student in it. So I hope you don't mind me saying that. It is truly unique when Democrats talk about we need authentic messengers. Sir, you are it.
Yeah. You know, I truly appreciate that. And honestly, that's one of the things that I was able to utilize my educational experience, particularly this past semester, the past few semesters, to actually do. One, introducing people, particularly younger people, to what county government does, right, and the programs and the services that we provide throughout the entire community. But the other thing is that, you know, not many individuals get to interact with an elected official or community leaders at that, at the level of that we were able to have conversations and talk about the experience. And so it was cool to be able to humanize not only the position, but also to show many of my classmates that politicians can be cool too.
Yeah, that's a great point. David, I got a question for you. So what made you decide to go back? And the second part is what was the hardest part about it? So what made you go back and what was the hardest part?
Yeah, so it's three things that really made me go back. First, you know, I'm a girl dad. I have a 17, a 7, and a 5-year-old. And for me, I wanted to be an example for them that as long as you put your mind towards something, you can absolutely do it. And then when I first started attending college, you know, my daughter was a freshman in high school. And so this gives her an example of what to kind of expect. But also now that she's a junior in high school and now getting ready to see me walk across that stage, I hope that is going to inspire not only her, but my other two daughters to say that they're going to go to college and get their higher education. The second thing was my mother. You know, I lost my mother last year in July. And when I became the county executive, my mother continuously stressed the importance of me going back to school. And I can honestly say that when I enrolled and told her that I was going back, she was just as excited than when I became the county executive. So I made sure to finish in her honor. And then the last thing is that, you know, if I'm not mistaken, less than 30% of the individuals who live right here in the entire state of Wisconsin has some level or some form of higher education. And so I want to be able to inspire and motivate not just the next generation and younger people to embark on their educational journey, but other individuals who is in the same position as me. There are people listening right now who may still have 26 credits or 30 credits or thinking about going to technical college to better themselves. And I want them to know that you can do it. You know, it will be a sacrifice related to the time, but we have to take these opportunities to kind of bet on ourselves. And as, you know, a quote that I've been living by, particularly when it comes down to my education, is sometimes you have to leap before you look and realize that you can absolutely, again, do this. And then the greatest challenge, quite frankly, was, you know, time management. You know, county executive is not just a full-time job. It's almost like a lifestyle. And I also have to take care of my daughters and my wife. But I will be honest in saying that, Tom, I wouldn't have been able to do this work related to my schooling if it wasn't for, as I call her, my better three quarters, and that is my wife. The level of support that she gave me was just tremendous. And so to see her making the sacrifices on my behalf to make sure that I got the education that I wanted and needed was just phenomenal. So those are the three things that pushed me, but also the challenge was really, you know, mastering the art of time management, because You know, I would go to school. I mean, or excuse me, I would get my daughters ready for school. I would then go to school, or I would go to work. And then if I'm coming home, depending on, you know, what my evening looked like, I spent a little bit more time with my daughters, tucked them into bed. And then after about 9, 9:30, I'm doing homework until midnight, 1 o'clock at times. And I know many individuals wait for Sunday to have football Sunday, but that was homework Sunday for me.
There you go. Yep.
I can say that sacrifice is paying off, but I can also say that I'm looking forward to getting my time back and enjoying some free time.
Yeah, and paying back your wife. I don't know if you've figured that out yet, but that's one of the main things that you're going to have to work on next, because that's awesome. Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Oh, I'm paying her back. I am definitely paying her back. We have 2 trips scheduled for next year to show my appreciation.
Awesome.
I'm so glad. It's funny you talk about time management. My joke is always like life work imbalance and like the art of time mismanagement, and just sort of like, what is the thing that absolutely requires like the bulk of my energy? Because, you know, the ebb and flow is never perfect, right? And we make plans and God laughs, right? But again, David, I just think it is absolutely remarkable that you have accomplished this feat. I almost lost my mind trying to get my degrees done. I marveled, and I still do, at working parents that are doing it. I don't know how you maintain the energy on that little sleep, to be totally honest with you, because damn. Now, what is your degree in, and how did you decide upon the degree?
My degree is in community engagement and education, and I was actually introduced to this degree a couple of years ago, probably within the third or fourth semester when I was much younger. I originally thought that I was going to go to school and study sociology, but then someone that I knew when I was working as a community organizer told me that they think that this will be a great program for me. And so before I decided to enter into the major, I took a particular class called the Milwaukee Community. And my professor at the time was Florence Johnson. She was so phenomenal with that particular course and introduced me to other professors within the program that I decided that was going to be my major.
Mm. Nice. So incredible. Tom, last words for David.
You know, now that you have this degree, you know, what jobs are you looking at pursuing?
Right now, I love being the county executive. And, you know, it's really about how do I utilize this degree, utilize the experience of my education to just further the work that we have been doing. And I'll be honest that, you know, this degree has already paid dividends when it comes down to the work that we're doing, particularly as it relates to like affordable housing, how we are combating violence in the community with community prevention intervention programs, and what we're doing to focus on making us the healthiest community in the state by achieving racial equity. And so right now, this is about how do I strengthen the current position that I am currently in. But if there are opportunities in the future that I could take advantage of, I will.
I love that. Thank you so much, awesome. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Congratulations on your upcoming Saturday graduation from UWM. My hat's off to you, sir. Tom and I come back with our final thoughts for this Thursday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.